Now, what we're doing, what we're seeing is Biden has reversed it, and they're lying to us. Mayorkas testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee in the House and said that the border is secure 2 months ago. That was a lie.
Texas's attorney general is under investigation by the state's Bar Association. Lance Pry reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under investigation for possible professional misconduct by the state bar associations. Paxton is one of the most high-profile lawyers to face potential professional repercussions for using their role to try to help former President Trump expose possible voter fraud. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Oklahoma Sooners have won their sixth national softball championship with a 5-1 win in Game 3 of the Women's College World Series Championship Series over Florida State. They are the first number one overall seed to capture the tournament since 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rain chance working its way back in as we get to late in the weekend, but as we start the weekend tomorrow, it's another hot day and a dry one too for the most part. Overnight, early morning lows 70s to 80 for a muggy start. Tomorrow, it's going to feel like near 100. Slim chance of a storm. The highs actually make it to about low 90s. Low to mid 90s Saturday with a stray afternoon thunderstorm. Feel like temperatures near 100. Chance of thunderstorms coming back Sunday. A bit more cloud cover. The afternoon highs go to 90.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. Another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No Mike Hinson tonight. He's in Lake Charles as per usual on Thursdays. And again, he misses out on Thursdays because sitting next to me is one of our newest additions to the WGSO family, Roz. How are you tonight?
Hey, BJ. Well, newest for Roz and the Rocks, but also was a part of the real estate show that we were doing Real Talk with Revolution. And so, yeah, I had to make it back to the WGSO family.
Well, we're certainly happy that you did come back, and we're very excited about what you're going to be doing. And so let's not keep anybody in suspense. So what are you going to be doing?
We're going to be talking everything mixology, everything cocktails. You know, growing up in New Orleans, I mean, my dad even made his own moonshine.
Oh, wow.
And cherry bounce.
Nice.
You know, so, I mean, we're definitely steeped with a lot of culture, and it doesn't just surround crawfish balls and Mardi Gras. Growing up in St. Charles Parish, you know, I mean, it was always family get-togethers. And even though my parents really were not big drinkers, which that would sound confusing to someone saying that he made his own cherry bounce and moonshine. But, you know, they were the epitome of the perfect host and hostess. They always wanted to have that perfect cocktail to offer their guests. And they, having a large family of six kids, they always had get-togethers, family reunions, parties, company, you know, that kind of thing. And I mean, the tradition continues in New Orleans and surrounding areas for sure. And so often, you know, people find it a little confusing or a little overwhelming. And I'm here to kind of simplify that and make it easy.
Right.
And also, there's how many times do I hear women say, but I want to watch my alcoholic intake? I tell you what, generally there's less calories in your vodka, gin, and whiskeys than there are in wine.
Yeah.
So definitely less than your soda. So, you know, and so many bars really do put a lot of sugar added, and it's not needed because you really want to taste the alcohol. But not only are we going to be simplifying and talking about cocktails, but we're going to be interviewing different people of the community and hearing about their favorite cocktail. We'll make it on the show and have a great time doing so, talking about the actual drink, maybe if it's a classic, the history of it, and telling you exactly how to make it, give you the recipe. And like I said, just something simple for you to be able to do with your family and friends at home when you're entertaining. Or when, you know, I have a girlfriend that will call on the phone and say, well, I don't want to drink alone, so you stay on the phone with me. So that works, too.
Well, I think we've all had to do that over the last year plus, haven't we?
Definitely. Definitely.
I mean, I've done cocktail hours over Zoom. We've, you know, and being from St. Louis, I have a lot of my friends are still there. So, you know, it's nothing for, you know, having drinks and, you know, talk to one of my friends, especially late at night, because we all stay up too late.
It's so true. We've not only Zoomed workouts and business meetings, but I have Zoomed cocktail hours. I mean, you know, why not, right? It's
absolutely.
It's a definite. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and always, right? And
you know, and that's something too. And you talked about the culture of our city, and that's something that a lot of people outside of this area, they don't really understand, is that. Yes, you know, it's not all Mardi Gras. We do drink a lot.
We do drink.
But it's not, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we enjoy cocktails at any given time, day or night.
Agreed. It's so true. And in fact, I'm always tickled for my family that did move away. And, you know, slowly they kind of maybe lose some of the, I don't know, kind of forget what New Orleans life is all about. So they've been very perplexed about my mixology, you know, and I'm, come on, you grew up here. You remember.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the culture. And I mean, like I said, it doesn't have to mean that you're a heavy drinker, but when you're going to have a cocktail, you'll want a really good one.
Yeah. You want it done right.
You do.
For sure.
There's no reason to scrimp on that. Just like you wouldn't scrimp on, you know, some Boone's Farm for wine or whatever. I don't even know. But,
wow, that just took me back to high school.
I thought you were going to say junior high, but.
Well, no. No, I didn't start that early.
I'm just cheesing.
But yeah, you know, with our culture and whenever we talked about, you know, when we met about you doing your show, you know, the idea we have, you know, we have Dine, Wine, and Spirits show. We have NOLA Drinks. We have Tracy and Barbara that do the bourbon show. They're the founders of the Bourbon Festival. But you have a little bit different take on it. And to me, it's everything that the city's about. just like you said, you know, having those conversations and having, you know, finding out about people while having a cocktail.
Right? I mean, what do they say? Hairdressers and bartenders seem to know what's up with you know, people will just open up and, mm-hmm. and really share. They start to relax and unwind and mm-hmm. kind of let their hair down. And that's what this show is going to be about, you know, having a conversation over an amazing cocktail. And we're going to tell you all about that cocktail, how to recreate it at home.
I think it's such a cool idea, and you were talking about people in other places and having a cocktail done right. When I took my friend Mike, who's normally the co-host, but he works for a construction company that are doing a lot of work rebuilding Lake Charles. So he does that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I took him to St. Louis to. I grew up on the Illinois side of the St. Louis area, and I took him to one of my old hole in the wall bars that I used to go to quite often. And he before he went to the bartender, he's like, "Do you think they can make me a Sazerac?" And I'm like, "I wouldn't even ask. you might be better served just getting a Budweiser.
Maybe just ask for a gin martini and call it a day."
Right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to have a cocktail that you graciously brought with you tonight, and we'll talk more about what you are going to be doing every Thursday night.
Sounds great, BJ.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan?
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're talking to Roz from the new show, Roz on the Rocks. And we're talking a little bit about your background with cocktails. And yes. You've been so gracious enough to bring all the stuff to make us an old-fashioned, huh?
So BJ let me know that he just absolutely loves whiskey. I mean, what's not to love, right?
Right.
So he said, let's do a little old-fashioned. So we're kind of makeshifting it here in the studio, and we're going to have a good time with that. So basically, I'm going to smoke it. And that is just, there's so many smokers out there. You can break the bank and do something really expensive. But I'll tell you what, you can get this online. It's just an easy peasy little smoker. And you can use it also for food. I do not. I only use it for my cocktails. But what's so easy about this, it's portable. You can take it on the run if you want to bring it to a little cocktail party to a friend's house and have some smoked cocktails. So basically, I've always said every Southern woman should have these in their kitchen, or gentlemen if they cook. But hey, run to the dollar store if you don't have a mason jar and get one, because it is so easy for mixing up cocktails, and especially on the run like this. So we're going to just, you know, yes, some drinks you have to have that exact measured out amount, but also sometimes, just like a cook, you just kind of pour it as you go, because
right?
You know, like best chefs really don't follow an exact recipe. Mm-hmm. You kind of roll with it. So okay, so we're gonna put a couple of we're using Angel's Envy. We're gonna put a couple of ounces of that, a couple jiggers. So we're gonna make one right now. And so this is cherry wood. You can get a lot of different other woods, apple wood, but this particular one is cherry wood. So the cocktail is going to have a great infusion of cherry wood infused, you know, smokiness into that cocktail. And it really is lovely. So first, let's go ahead and put our, you got to put the Angostura bitters. And some people add the sugar cube, and they'll shake this straight onto the sugar cube. That's a nice option. I kind of figured, let's taste that whiskey a little more. Let's just leave the little bit of sugar we're going to put in is with our delicious cherries. So here we go for our garnishment. We're going to put a few shakes of the bitters, and we're going to go ahead and light this little trusty smoker of mine that I love.
It's really cool.
So let's hope we don't set off any alarms.
Here we go. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So the beauty of the mason jar, you can, you know, if you're having a bunch of friends over, you can just hand deliver their little mason jars to them. And it's like,
that's so cool.
You can leave it as long as you like. And then go ahead and pour it into you. I'm going to give you yours.
Okay.
How long, you know, and you decide how long you infuse it. And you can pour it in and have a little taste and let us know what you think. Of course, we have to garnish it. Luxardo cherries are my favorite. There's just no other. And I didn't bring the picks as well. And it just makes a great, I'm going to show.
Okay.
You know, like, it makes that great little presentation as you're pouring it. There we go. All right.
All right.
So we're catching up to you. We're going to make a couple more. So, you know, never be afraid of it. You know, just kind of pour and go. you know, it doesn't have to be exactly two or four bitters shook in, mm-hmm. you know, just you don't want to overwhelm the drink. And that smokiness, you get to kind of take it in, breathe it in. It's kind of part of the whole experience.
And I'd
right?
never had one, had a smoked old fashioned until actually the Bourbon Festival a few years ago. And it was a company, they're actually not in Louisiana. They're called Silverback. And they were doing it, and they were doing it on, you know, on a plank of wood and then putting the glass on top and doing it that way. That's way easier
yeah,
than what they were
right?
doing. But it's so good. And another thing they have too is that's the only company that I've ever had where they had like a honey whiskey that tasted just like honey. And they actually got like right next to their distillery is a place that they have bees. So they get the honey and it's almost on their property. So it's so good.
So that brings up a funny story for me. My husband decides we had apartments mm-hmm. that were taken over by bees.
Mm-hmm.
Not taken over, but we had to send a beekeeper in to take mm-hmm. it out. He has them brought over to our house, and he thinks it's going to be my new hobby. And I don't even want to know what he spent on accomplishing this. He's bought all these different beehives. And I said, baby, I think you just found your new hobby because it's not going to be mine. But anyway, so the honey would be lovely. I do put honey in a lot of different cocktails, but I can buy local honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling the white suit.
Right.
You know?
It's a little bit too much.
It's a little much. I have a few girlfriends who do it and love it, and I'm kind of planning on one of them picking up the bees from me.
So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So, yes, the next time. Look, and then an old-fashioned's amazing, not smoked, but it's just it's a fun spin on the drink.
Sure.
And it really does imbibe a great, you know, sensory, like, you know, it's visual and it wakes all the senses,
mm-hmm,
you know.
For sure.
Because it's also very, it's just amazing smelling. So, all right. Here, we have to say cheers
absolutely.
To this.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right.
Cheers, Sean.
Sean. All right. So, what do y'all think of Angel's Envy and the smokiness of the cocktail?
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
I love it. It's not like a campfire. It feels like in a good way, you're kind of having a cigar without mm-hmm. the smoke or without the thick tobacco smell.
And I guess
you.
Maybe that's something to do with the choice of wood shavings,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
the apple wood. This one's cherry wood. I also have apple wood at home, mm-hmm. and they're both good. You can't go wrong with it.
It just gives it another layer, and it's just, I love whiskey, and I don't discriminate too much on it, but, it's really good.
One of the, I have to say, everybody's Blanton's, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of amazing Japanese whiskeys
mm-hmm.
that a friend turned me on to, and they are so smooth.
We had a couple of weeks ago on Tracy and Barbara's show, they had Sweetens Cove, which is the female master distiller, and Peyton Manning owns it, and it was really good.
Oh, I bet.
It was really good.
I bet, yes. Sounds amazing. So.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll get some news in, and we'll come back and keep talking to you as long as you want to stick around.
I'll stick around. We're having a great time, and I got to
sure.
finish my whiskey.
That's right.
My old fashioned, I should say.
There you go. We'll be back with more after the news.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 a.m.
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 a.m. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. The Senate gave final legislative passage today to a package of tax reform bills that supporters say will simplify personal income and business taxes. Pelican Institute CEO Daniel Erspommer says while this tax reform does simplify the state's tax code significantly, put together, it's not really a tax cut for most people.
In the short term, in the near term, it is absolutely revenue neutral for the state, and it should be neutral on average for every taxpayer in the state.
Opponents argue the reforms mostly benefit the state's wealthiest individuals and corporations. And beginning fall of 2022, children who are 5 years old will be required to attend kindergarten in Louisiana as a result of legislation that's received final legislative passage. The bill did face opposition, claiming mandatory kindergarten is an infringement of parental rights, but Senate Education Chairman Cleo Field says they were able to come to an agreement.
I mean, if parents want to keep their kids at home, they can do that through the bill, through homeschool.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News.
Get five-star tools for your five-star dad with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, with the AK Homeowner Series starting at $199.99, dad can get the work done quickly and make more time for what really matters. Shop online at SteelUSA.com/giftguide. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. All prices MSRP includes battery and charger are available at participating dealers. Dad doesn't quit until the job is done. So get him gas-powered tools from Steel that can keep up with him. From chainsaws and trimmers to blowers and more, Steel has the tools Dad needs. With legendary Steel gas-powered equipment starting at $139.99. Shop online at SteelUSA.com/giftguide. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. All prices MSRP available participating dealers.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems, and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. Roz was nice enough to stick around with us. We have these great cocktails, so there's no running off now.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Definitely
not. I'm not drinking, slamming it, and running, you know?
No.
Staying for all the fun in the studio.
Well, speaking of fun in the studio, the one thing I do want to talk about real quick is now that it's announced, we can talk about it. But we've agreed to continue our partnership with French Quarter Festivals Incorporated. So the Satchmo Fest is going to be coming up July 31st and August 1st. They announced the music lineup today. And so go to SatchmoFest.com.
We're like secretly dancing over here, just right? By the way. Since you can't see us.
How awesome is it to have not only festivals back, but have music festivals back?
There's no words to explain it. Those are my favorite. Between Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest, those are just my two favorite festivals in the city.
I mean, you can't. A French Quarter Festival is just
awesome. Just amazing. First of all, it's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
Don't cost nothing.
And it's the world's largest free music festival.
Is it really?
It is. Oh. Yeah.
I did not know that.
It sure is. Yeah. They normally have like over 200 acts.
And how 40. It has changed. The very first time I went, I was probably, I was in college, and one of my good friends, Oda Brothers, was the artist for that year for the poster, and he went for a little signing, and it was just very much a locals event then. Wow. I mean, you know,
it's just changed.
Blown up. Which is amazing.
It's nice because we get our own day, Local Thursday.
Yes, we do.
And the second line, which we also, being a part of WGSO and being a sponsor of the event, we're invited to be in the second line.
Heck yeah.
So we can go do that. Yeah, absolutely.
You got my interest.
Well, we'll have to talk
excited.
More about that.
Yes.
Yeah, we can go do the second line. The Satchmo Fest, I've only been to that once, and that was a few years ago. But it's such a cool place, and at the Jazz Museum, and which Greg, he's been on the show numerous times. He's such a good dude. But Kermit Ruffins is going to be there this year.
Very cool.
The Hot 8 Brass Band, which are also amazing. The Treme Brass Band, James Andrew, Charmaine Neville. All kinds of great stuff. Go to the website, check it out, plan your days. And there's also going to be, I believe, a VIP party on Friday night before the event kicks off. So I think it's like $50. Mm-hmm. And it's open bar and food's included. So
sounds like a plan.
Right?
They throw a good party.
They do throw a good party. The French Quarter Gala, French Quarter Fest Gala last year was the last thing I got to do before we had to stay at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did. Me and the wife did their big fundraiser one at the Jazz Museum. Mm-hmm. And that was with the auctions and everything.
Yeah.
That was like our last big night out before COVID and everything.
Yeah. That was it for us. Rebirth played in which was shockingly. And I used to live a block from Oak Street. Now I live a whopping three blocks from Oak Street.
Still here. Still hear the tune.
I never went over and saw Rebirth.
What is
at the Maple Leaf.
Oh, you got to go.
I know.
Tonight, huh? Isn't it tonight?
No, they play Tuesday night.
Tuesday's on.
They're playing the Howling Wolf, I think, tomorrow night, maybe.
Okay.
Obviously there's a reason why they're so well known, as they're amazing. Them and Sweet Crude was the other band that played, which was also really good. But it's all exciting stuff. The only thing, and I kind of got it today. I don't know if you saw that Voodoo Fest was canceled.
They said pause. Did they say pause?
That well, for this
we're,
year.
We're on
they'll
pause.
Be back next year.
Yeah.
But I
guess that's tough because everyone's scrambling.
And everyone is.
Like all the acts, the venues, everyone's like scrambling to
so many things that got pushed back to that time.
Right. October's already such a busy, right? Wasn't it October?
Yeah,
my memory's serving me right around Halloween. Right. Right up against. And you know, it's such a busy time. There's so many things going on already. So it's like to find your
If you
slot.
Didn't plan ahead of time, you were kind of like...
Yeah, and I think like the what was it the Buku?
Buku's on.
That's the week before what would normally be the Voodoo Fest. So it's kind of hard. Like you got to think about entertainment dollars and what people have to spend.
That's
right.
True
it could be less.
I mean, yeah, and you know if people are spending money to do all these other things, then they're going to get left out. Mm-hmm. And
I've been to Voodoo Fest once. I went the year the Foo Fighters came a few years ago. I went to the Saturday and saw them. And
Voodoo's fun.
It was good.
I had tickets. I didn't get to go. Being a mom, I had to stay home. My kid was sick. So.
It was so cold that night.
I'm so sad, though.
So random because then that's
so cold.
The fall.
You're making me feel like better.
No, it was. And that's how I knew I was a true New Orleanian.
You're sitting here complaining that's so cold.
Yeah, and I think I think it might have been 40.
Oh.
Now that's
it's all about the you know, the moisture and the air. Might have been really damp, you know.
And then October, too.
And to be fair, too, the first time I went back to St. Louis to go to Cardinal game, I went to opening day with my friend Mike, the co-host of the show, and we stopped somewhere in southern Missouri, and it was 60 degrees, and we got out to the gas station, and I was freezing.
Yeah.
Was your friend wearing short sleeves?
Yes.
That was me.
I had to get my jacket out of the trunk.
That was me, my first trip to St. Louis during the early summer. Yeah. Freezing.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I mean, there's so
I've only
many
been
times.
There once, and it was summertime for my nephew's wedding, and we had a fabulous time.
Yeah.
It was really did.
It gets hot there and humid, but nothing like this.
No.
There's
nothing like this.
No. As Brian, host of the NOLA Drink Show, likes to say, we've started the death march through summer.
I feel like it's been, you know, just mild so far. We haven't gotten to the nitty gritty.
Well, and even today when I went outside, like I watched the news this morning and they said it was going to be, with the heat index, it was going to be 105.
Well,
and it didn't feel that bad. And I'm like, I think
it didn't hit it because that's when you feel like you're melting.
Yeah. I always tell my wife, I'm like, you know, if two people find love in the summertime in New Orleans, it has to be true love because everybody stinks. And everybody looks like hell. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of their glazed over from the sweat.
Right? Yeah. Everybody stinks. You're sweaty. Everybody's hair is a mess. At some point, typically around end of July and August, you really don't care anymore.
No.
As a girl, it's very hard for the makeup and the hair to look good in the summer. It's time to just stick it up in a ponytail and call it a day.
Yep. And make a cocktail.
I make a cocktail. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, it's so exciting and about with all the music that's going on. I got, and we've talked about it, I got tickets to go see one of my favorite bands at the Fillmore in August. And I can't wait. I just can't wait to go see live music.
I know. I can't wait either.
And I've also saw that Tipitina's is doing really well. Like they're standing room only and selling out the place now.
Those kind of stories, that just makes me so happy. Even like I just flew to Dallas and back and then Tampa and back, and the airport's really happening, bustling. It felt like pre-COVID. And I mean, that's just a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah. And my stepdaughter's coming next week, and they actually started back nonstop flights with Southwest.
Right.
Because they quit doing it because they needed to try to get those planes full as well as they could, so you would have layovers so they could try to get more folks
more
on.
More flights. Yeah. Before everything was like the middle seats were empty or things like that. So, but yeah, I just got off a flight too last weekend, and they were full. And
it was full.
It was nice, yeah.
But if you want a good cocktail, make sure to have one before you get on because they're not serving alcohol.
Oh, mine served alcohol. Well, actually, I was
flying Southwest. Southwest does not.
Well, I brought some with me. Since the grocery stores can bring the bottles now, those little ones, the hotel bottles. But
I didn't know you could bring those on.
Yeah, if it's less than 3.5 ounces, you're good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't stop me, so I was like, okay. And then I was lucky enough to be kind of towards the front of the plane, so I was like, hey, can I? But you're right, they don't make a good cocktail because they won't.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
the closest thing to a cocktail you're going to get is maybe a Bloody Mary and maybe a mimosa.
Oh, not even a whiskey and Coke, or
you might get a whiskey and Coke, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not a whiskey you're gonna really want to drink.
Is, you know what they do? They give you this stuff. Like here you go. They give you the ingredients for the whiskey.
Oh, I gotcha.
Sure.
You know, and I've traveled a lot, and shockingly, I've only flown one time.
So big road traveler.
I've driven everywhere,
except
for West. I've been all over the East. Like I went to Woodstock in '99, so I went to upstate New York and been to Nashville quite a few times, been to Myrtle Beach, been to up north, Chicago a lot, obviously, because I want to be in a few hours away.
Right.
But everywhere we ever went, typically it was to go see a band, 9 times out of 10 when I was younger. So we just drove.
Just go there like the night before. It's like, boom, get in and you can party.
I love a road trip, you know, but
As I get older, like I don't like it anymore.
No, well, I mean, I don't like to drive more than 6 hours. After 6 hours, I'm kind of...
It gets long.
Yeah. So I like to be able to... We've done like a 3-week road trip up the Northeast, and to me, it was a little bit of miserableness in the car ride, and the kids put it down as one of the best trips. Like, really?
Just a lot of time in the car.
But it was their first time to New York City, their first time to Washington, D.C., you know, whatever. So they like the haunts where we hit.
Well, and it's, you know, I guess we're kind of over it because driving back and forth to St. Louis, it's 10 hours. If you're doing it well.
Like Tampa, right, for me. Yes, I've done like, a lot.
I can't. It's
wearing.
It's too much. And so now it's like, you know, let's just fly. If we can't
make it easier. Yeah. The tough part is
having a dog. So you can't. You
know, right. I was getting ready to say, I just got a new puppy. So I guess I'll be road tripping it.
Yep. And ours is, he's reverting back to being a puppy. He's 14 years old. So, he's good. He's good with people in our house, but outside our house, he's a whole different dog. So, he's not a friendly guy outside. So.
I was going to say diva much.
Yeah, he's a lot. He's a lot to deal with.
That's what I call a character.
Oh, well, he's definitely that. He's got a lot of personality for sure. Looking at all the festivals that are going on around the country too, like, wow, there's cool stuff happening in Florida. Lollapalooza's back. And I saw the Foo Fighters actually are playing the first full capacity show at Madison Square Garden in a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
I think even the ones like they have out in, like for the 4th of July, out with like Gretna and even in Merritt, got some big names. Mm-hmm. So for those as well. So even I was like kind of like surprised, like, oh, wow, them. Or it's like Gin Blossoms or something like, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, because some of them, they're just probably itching to perform.
Well, yeah, that's how they make their money. I mean,
That's where they get it.
I mean, you really don't make that much money off of album sales.
No,
it's all about merchandise and what they get for playing a show. Because I think a good deal, and this was back when people were actually buying physical albums, like Metallica was getting $2 an album off of what would cost like $15 for a CD.
Wow.
So $2 for them. So if you're not Metallica,
it's less.
Right.
I guarantee that it's less.
So like that was like back whenever Napster and all that was happening, and you know they were specifically complaining about it. I'm like, well, that's not who's screwing you. Yeah. The record labels is who's screwing you. So you know it's so important. That's the lifeblood. And you know even I have a friend who's a union stagehand in St. Louis. He hasn't been able to work for a year. Mm-hmm. He makes really good money doing that.
And I mean, let's be real. If you were to really think back and think about what's been the hardest, wouldn't you say missing out on live music venues? Such a huge hit. I mean, it's if you really enjoy it, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's
painful.
That's been tough. And of course, going through the Saints season without fans was really brutal, too. But I'm just happy that it's all coming back. So we can all celebrate that. And let's take a break. And since you were talking about Florida, we like to talk about our Florida men and women every Thursday in our last segment. And we've
always
got some stories to tell this week also. So we'll take a break and we'll be back with more right after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
WGSO from the Puget Range. change. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense.
All right, here we are with more of the Something to Say radio show. Speak of Rise Against and They Appear. That's who I was talking about that I'm going to be seeing at the Fillmore in about a month and a half. So I'm super, super excited. And it's kind of funny, too, because their new album came out last Friday, and I bought the CD.
I thought you were just listening to that a few weeks ago, you told me.
Well, yeah.
Were they?
No, they've released songs from it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But the actual full-length album came out Friday. But I bought a CD, and you know what the problem is?
What?
I don't have anything to play it on.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah, I did that with the Foo Fighters too.
You did it just supposed like, oh wait.
And I'm probably going to do it again with AFI. But
do they have it on vinyl? I bet you they have it on vinyl.
They do, but I've had that conversation with my wife about...
We're not getting a record player?
We're not going down that road because then it's something else to take up space.
It is, and it does.
You're not looking to buy a new dog, I'm just trying to get a record player.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I look at it is, like, we have everything on our phone. Like, I really don't even need to buy the album. It was more because I feel like I should support. So that's
and
why.
I love that. Yeah. And I mean, let's face it, musicians have been, especially here in New Orleans, have been hit so hard.
Absolutely.
And I love the philosophy to reach out and support our musicians because where would we be without them?
I agree.
There wouldn't be enough alcohol.
No, there wouldn't. All right. We got about 5 minutes left. So, Sean, let's make our trip to Florida.
Down to Florida. We welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right. Well, the first article that I have, and this one is actually a couple months old, but did you know there's actually floridaman.com and they post stories and you can buy merch on there?
I'm not surprised because of some of the stories
Don't
you hear.
The movie.
I just got
series,
that.
The Netflix series.
And there's going to be a Netflix series about Florida.
Oh,
Man.
I love that. I just got back Monday from Tampa, and I didn't see anything that would denote these articles, but you never know.
Well, this gentleman, and I use that term loosely, the headline is Naked Florida Man Humps Tree and Then Punches a Deputy. That's right, and that's in Lehigh Acres. A Florida man was arrested after doing very Florida man things, including humping a tree and running down the street in the nude. 21-year-old Alonzo Sanchez was found by deputies and was seen hugging and hip-thrusting a tree. He was completely naked and allegedly high at the time. No, come on. He was high, for real. Before deputies got to him, the Florida man ran to the street and was nearly hit by a car that had to swerve to avoid him. When deputies attempted to arrest Sanchez, he punched one of them in the face. After a brief struggle, he was apprehended and taken to Lehigh Acres Regional Hospital, where he now faces a battery charge and was booked into the Lee County Jail after his hospital visit. I mean, really.
No words.
Right? So, this guy... this guy, his headline is, Florida man faces felony charges after accidentally shooting himself at Walmart. I feel like that could really happen at any Walmart.
I thought there were metal detectors at Walmart when you walked in.
No, do they?
I thought so.
Oh, no, no.
Florida, I thought.
No, I think those are secure, like the security tag thing.
Okay.
But why do you need to go in? You can just order it and they'll put it in your car.
True.
You know,
That's exactly what my wife does.
Why ever go in?
I feel like that's cheating because I always end up having to go in.
I think he's
going to
be like those
orders.
People like, well, I don't have internet.
And then now a lot of college students are driving for Spark, so you could just have it dropped to your house. So, like, why would you?
Well, this guy, and this comes from Pinellas County. Shocking. There's a lot that comes from Pinellas County.
Yes. That's where my parents live.
Oh, well, then they know about this stuff firsthand. So this guy, Theodore Griffin, went to Walmart to get some soda on Saturday and suddenly got shot in the leg. Now he's facing a felony charge. And you would wonder how he got charged with a felony. Well, that's because when he turned to pick up a pack of soda, he had his gun in his waistband instead of in a holster, and it discharged and shot him in the thigh.
Did he not have pockets? Like, where was his wallet?
Who knows? But the problem is that he's currently in the county jail and faces a felony charge for carrying a concealed weapon. However, the incident was the second time in only 2 months that he had been charged with carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. So he was also picked up in March using a flashlight to look into balconies and cars in an apartment complex. But when the cops asked him what he was doing, he said he was looking for somebody to jump his vehicle.
No. Sure he was.
No.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I know we're running short on time, so I'm going to go to the coup de grace of it all this week. And headline is Central Florida man stabs victim with a sword. Of course, that seems like a common theme with our Florida men.
It's not like
and
a
his
knife,
mug
it's a
is
kind of
creepy looking, just saying.
And it was after somebody was hogging the TV remote.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So Christopher Glenn, 54, was arrested Tuesday by Titusville police and taken to the Brevard County Jail. Faces a felony charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Officers, when they reported on the scene, found a victim with stab wounds in his arm and leg and had to administer first aid. They said that the victim had been stabbed by Glenn, who was, shockingly, he'd been drinking at the time.
Oh, you know. surprise.
The two got in an argument and led to the stabbing. Officers made contact with Glenn over a landline, who informed them that he was unable to walk out of his apartment due to a disability. The officers went into the apartment and found Glenn on his couch, sitting next to his sword and a wooden scabbard. I don't know what that is.
I think that's it looks like a sword, but it's made of bamboo.
Oh, gotcha. Glenn confessed to the stabbing and said that if he had been had better aim, he would have got him in the gut. So there you go.
Wow.
That's gonna do it for us. Thank you, Roz, for coming by and
loved it.
Play Gloria.
Thanks
for
having me.
To Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.